Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Satanism and death. And then they're promoted by the entire power structure, ladies and gentlemen. That's what it's all about. Searing our conscience. Having all the simulated murder on TV, and then when they do it for real, we don't care anymore. Assaulting our psyche. John Bowne filed a powerful report on this, and we'll come back again to the latest assault of the Second Amendment. Here's John Bowne's report.
We were missing something in our life, like we didn't know what, and we started kind of exploring. And there were people on my side of the family that were like, "You need to open your heart to Christ," and that means, you know, just asking Him and not opening your heart, you're not going to get an answer. You have to open your heart and open your mind to receiving Him. And when we did that, it was like, I knew it was true.
Well, it's going to get a lot better, but a lot of the churches are corrupt. The devil sends his people in there to do bad things to you, to turn you off to Christ. That's not Christ. Christ talked about that extensively.
Pope Francis is taking major new steps to open up the Roman Catholic Church's handling of alleged sexual abuse by priests. The Vatican has announced that clergy abuse cases will no longer be handled as so-called pontifical secrets. Officials say that will allow bishops to cooperate more openly with police and alleged victims.
Just go directly to God, and it just gets stronger, it just gets better.
The church has faced challenges over the centuries, and the latest could be one of its biggest, abandonment. Studies show almost 6 in 10 millennials raised in the church have left.
The background radiation of God's transmission is strong, but it doesn't force its way. The enemy forces its way in.
You argue that evangelicals like yourself may like the president's platform, but you think he's grossly immoral. You described him as a near perfect example of a human being who is morally lost and confused. He's abused his authority for personal gain, betrayed his constitutional oath. Other members of the evangelical community, including Billy Graham, your founder's son, have denounced this. Is the call for President Trump's removal growing?
I don't know. I mean, in one sense, my call for his removal was on the order of hyperbole in this regard. The odds of that happening, either by election or a Senate, are actually probably fairly slim at this point. What I'm really arguing in the piece, fundamentally, is that the president is unfit for office. Now, that may be a distinction without a difference.
But once you're aware of that, you can then, with your will, your consciousness, that's free will, tune to the channel. Even if you're in solitary confinement being tortured, you can tune that out and tune right to Christ. And that's the secret. They train you to think third dimensional. You've got to go to a church. You've got to go to a leader, a priest, who then, on average, is a Satanist.
In searing, damning language, the grand jury report revealed the dark secrets of the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who were responsible for them did nothing. They hid it all.
It was child sexual abuse, including rape, committed by grown men, priests, against children.
The report found over 1,000 child victims identified in the church's own records. The alleged crimes often described as inappropriate contact or boundary issues. It names more than 300 predator priests in 6 dioceses, from one end of the state to the other, home to more than 1.7 million Catholics.
And make you think that you found Christ so they can mislead you so you turn against Christ and don't believe in Christ. That's the devil's biggest trick. And I would say 80% of the churches in the world now in big industrialized areas are globalist run. World Council of Churches run by the Rockefellers. and they're either worldly or they're secret atheists or leftists who went to the seminary. That's all been admitted. But then the higher up ones are Satanists, people like the Pope and his deputy Pope. They're not Catholics. They're not Christians. And that's their plan. That's how they mislead you. And Christ spent most of his time looking at the Pharisees and saying, they're the ones misleading you. They're not the real leaders. They are the synagogue of Satan.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good. Of little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the info war.
Is ticking. The globalists are scientifically moving against us. Now, I've probably told this story 100 times. It's definitely approaching that. And I'm going to tell it again, not because I have lack of news. Because if you understand this, you understand the globalist mindset and how they're targeting everyone. Thank you for joining us again. We're into the second hour of the Alex Jones Show. A program that is dreaded, that is hated, that is reviled, that is lied about, that is demonized by the establishment, by the corrupt powers in control of this planet, by the countless twisted minions who serve the fraud. And why is that? Because I'm authentic. My crew is authentic. We're genuine. We're real. It's not a game. It's not a joke. We're not putting on airs. We're just real people who know what we're talking about and that work hard in defense of liberty, who are committed. And it's the journey of fighting corruption that has been so empowering. But the corrupt think cheating and stealing and lying is going to get them ahead. Now, many years ago, I was on an airplane flying to New York City. Be on the View. They invited me back, but I didn't go. Being around those harpies is a joke. And I was sitting next in first class to this individual. I said, I've seen you before. And he goes, yeah, I'm the head of this big bank. And he knew who I was. He'd been visiting his dad, who was a former Army general in a nursing home in San Antonio. And we talked off and on for the 3-hour flight. We talked more intensely the last hour. And towards the end, he said, listen, people adapt to being slaves. And he said, is this off record? So I'm not going to tell you this, but it's off record. I mean, obviously, you can say what I tell you. It's not going to matter, but just don't say who I am, and I'll tell you this. And he was very arrogant about it and very, you know, trying to size me up, like project that he was powerful and dominant and the boss. And he said, you don't get it. You think they adapt and overcome like the Marines. No, no. People adapt to being slaves. And we're in full control. And technocrats are going to take over all the governments. Well, that was about 10 years before at Davos they actually said, with Zuckerberg and Bloomberg and Xi Jinping and Juncker and all of them, and Gordon Brown, that we're going to get rid of governments entirely and have the EU appoint leaders of governments. And that we are technocrats and want a global technocracy. What an incredible statement of planetary world government. But it's true that if we submit to them, and if we don't fight back and we just give in to the poison and just accept that we're all going to die early of cancer and all going to have neurological disorders and our IQ is going to go straight down and that the humans are obsolete, then if we just give in to it and just accept it, then we are evolving, devolving, adapting to our own destruction. That's not improvising. That's not overcoming. But if you now look all these years later, they didn't believe that humanity could rally. They didn't believe in human empowerment. But we only need a few percentage points to understand what's happening to defeat them. And we've got way more than that. And so now they could never see Hillary being defeated. They could never see all over the world populists winning election after election. And as they take away those elections, people demand even more destruction of the globalist system. And here's this big, long Bloomberg report from yesterday. The year socialism became a dirty word again. It's an 8-page article. And it says the technocrats of Europe, who were so cool just a few years ago, are now hated. And no matter where they are, they're being thrown out. And people that had accepted socialism as the future now are rejecting it everywhere. They're losing everywhere where there's a real election. And the people now, you know, I told this story a couple of years ago. My parents were in England, and multiple times when they heard they were from Texas, the taxi driver said, oh, Alex Jones, we love him, you know him. And when they'd say, well, that's our son, well, then everything was free. It happened in France. Now, that's not me here going, oh, look, I'm so cool. I'm saying that's a gauge. And I know a lot of people that live over in the UK, when they tried to stop Brexit the last 4 years, it only pissed people off more. And I predicted all of that. That, oh, they're going to hold it back and not give it to them, just like they never voted to enter the EU. So the same tyrants are going to try to block all of that. And that's just going to enrage people more. Because this is a long-term fight. And once people get into fighting, it's kind of like hiking. The first few times you do it, you get sore. Pretty soon you catch yourself hiking 10 miles, 15 miles, loving it. You're addicted to it. It's like fighting. You get addicted to that. Once you get into overcoming them and you adapt to winning instead of adapting to be a loser, it's incredible. So see, the world is telling you to adapt to being a loser. That's how you get patted on the head, but that's a false currency. You don't go anywhere with that except more slavery. You need to adapt to being a winner, and that starts with not letting them grind you down and not submitting to them and in little ways sabotaging them. Whether it's sticking an InfoWars sticker in a bathroom stall or calling into a talk show or speaking out at your church or buying a product at InfoWarsStore.com or praying to God at night or running for political office or just being a good dad or mom. Not buying from the globalist corporations. That's how you change the world. And you read this big, long article. I could do the whole show just on this. And they admit they're being routed. Because, you see, the world was asleep. And so that banker could make fun of everybody when they were asleep. But, see, they're not asleep now. You may have masses of people that are basically gone. We're very sad for them. We're going to triage them, but we're moving forward. The whole article goes through it. It was a bad year to be any kind of socialist in Europe. The decline has been long and agonizing for the once dominant force, but in 2019, falling popularity reached new depths and raised questions over whether reinvention could lead to revival. It's globalism. It's establishmentism. Everybody's done with it. A decade ago, the prime ministers of Britain, Spain, Greece, and even Hungary were from the center left. Many went on to swiftly lose power, but then socialist governments emerged in France and Italy. Now the political brand looks like an anachronism, but really it's open borders, Soros, globalism, and then it goes through how they're losing on every front. And we'll talk more about this with Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. I want to hit the gun control, too, and the fake numbers they're putting out there and more, and also want to give you a little prelude to what's coming up on the Jeffrey Epstein special. It is going to be new revelations, really a big deal, and that's either going to be tonight, it'll be released, or it'll be tomorrow morning at Infowars.com/show, and of course, band.video. We have the new film, The Clinton Body Count, out. It's live right now. It's free. Please.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Transmission. Now, I wanted to get to a few of these stories here and tie it into what's really, really happening. Remember the Project Veritas CNN clip? We're going to play that here for you in just a second. Project Veritas, where they're talking to one of the producers and they say, oh, well, when there's a shooting in Chicago and it's black on black, we don't cover it because white people don't care. Well, no, that's not really true. That's you saying that. That's the chicken or the egg. Mass shooting in Chicago. House party leaves 13 wounded. Where is the outrage? Completely unacceptable. Baltimore violent weekend includes mass shooting of 7 downtown, 3 homicides. Baltimore Sun. Meanwhile, Michael Bloomberg claims 21 students are shot every day. Anyone 18 or younger, he calls a student. It's not true. It's a totally fake number. And even the Washington Post and others admitted that Pelosi and he and others are putting out this info, giving her 4 Pinocchios. So that's what they're doing, is they're lying about all this. There are about 23,000 deaths a year from guns. More than half of those are people committing suicide. And then you've still got more than 10,000 people being killed by guns. And most of those then are police and citizens killing criminals. But you end up with about 3,000 people or so that are usually innocent. You look at the numbers. We've had Professor Lott on, one of the top statisticians in the world. And so it's very rare for an innocent person compared to other deaths to be killed by a gun. It still happens. And when it happens, the media plays it up like it's the end of the world. It's like shark attacks are pretty rare, but you hear about them all the time because they hype them up. But it's way down the list of ways you're going to die. Do people blame baseball bats or hammers when people use them in murders? No. Or knives? No. Well, in England, they are trying to do that. So here's from the vault back when Project Veritas caught this on tape.
I think that shootings in poorer areas or minority communities don't get as much coverage as if they were to happen in a white area.
So CNN doesn't cover a shooting that happened in a black neighborhood the same that they would cover a shooting in a white neighborhood?
I think if it were a mass shooting, like if it were like 20 people killed, they would cover it. But if there were like 2 people killed, like in a gang-related violent shooting, they're not going to really care.
And so that's why they play down the Democrat-controlled cities that literally have almost all the crime in the United States taking place in them, almost all the violent crime, because they've always been set up for that. The Democrats are an organized crime group. The movie The Gangs of New York is based on a composite of true stories. It's historical fiction. That's Democrats in the movie. Using crime to control the city and racial division. Read the WikiLeaks. It's reality. Now, Howard Stern has had Jimmy Kimmel on and done big pieces attacking me. And he reportedly is doing pieces every week. And some of these are really funny. And I think the stuff you see on Stern's show is some pretty good comedy. I don't agree with the really vulgar stuff, but he's obviously a funny guy. And this latest piece, overall, I think, helps get the word out about Epstein, even though it makes a joke out of it. Except at the end when I talk about, oh, they want to kill white Christians. Well, the left does say white people are bad and the Christians are bad. I mean, that's a fact. And that's a problem of the left doing that. It's like Sacha Baron Cohen saying that replacement migration doesn't exist when it's official. But here's what Stern's been up to.
Alex Jones wants to talk to us. He's upset that he is not going to be on Holly Weird Squares tomorrow. You want to talk to him?
Why not?
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
That's right.
Tomorrow's news.
Tomorrow's news today, Infowars.com. We have been shadow banned by Google, Apple, YouTube, Facebook, and now globalist pedophile friend of Hillary Clinton, Howard Stern. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. What's it say in your sweater? I can't read it.
It says Epstein didn't kill himself. This is from our winter Epstein collection. We got tees, long sleeves, hoodies. Defend the resistance in style, Infowars.com.
Infowars.com.
I got to tell you, your sweater is actually very attractive. I would imagine that's a big item. I would wear that.
It's a big item. Our prices are as low as Jeffrey Epstein's heart rate after the Clintons killed him and executed him in his jail cell. Infowars.com.
Yeah, now I understand you're upset because you're not going to be on Holly Weird Squares tomorrow.
Howard, I was going to come on. I was going to expose the Prime Controllers and the Grays, and I was going to give you a signed copy of my book, Alex Jones Exposes Globalist Pedophile Cults Again, which, by the way, is the perfect stocking stuffer. We just went to number one on Roger Stone's prison reading list, and it looks great on a coffee table.
Wow. Number one on Roger Stone's prison reading list. That's awesome.
No, Roger Stone's book club.
I am sorry about the mix-up with Hollywood Squares.
You go have your Illuminati Antichrist holiday show, because I've got the InfoWars Christmas Spectacular. We have huge celebrity guests, giant games. You want to hear a quick preview?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, listen to this.
It's the InfoWars Christmas Spectacular, starring Alex Jones.
Ho, ho, ho.
With guest appearances by George Soros.
Come in.
I've come to put gifts in your stocking and fluoride in your water. Hail, Soros.
And appearances by Arab Obama.
What holiday do you celebrate, Arab Obama?
And you won't want to miss Hollywood Pedophile Cult Squares.
Center square for the block. Let's go to the ghost of Jeffrey Epstein.
The Clintons killed me.
The InfoWars Christmas Spectacular, coming soon.
They'll march you into FEMA camps and exterminate all Irishes.
I would watch that. Where's that going to be?
Yeah, by the way, that sounds way more exciting than our Christmas special, honestly.
Infowars.com. Listen, Howard, my next guest is here. We have a known reptilian, Hillary Clinton, coming in. We're going to play Guess What's in My Gills. But before I go, Howard, what's your one-stop holiday shop for Turbo Health supplements at discount prices?
I don't know. What is it?
Infowars.com.
Go to Infowars.com. We got the Santa sale. 60% off Turbo Force, Super Lube, Mind Milk, Eggnog, Fish Oil. I'm on all these products. And to you globalists who tell me I can't take my shirt off, well, it's coming off. The pedophilic man Hollywood can't tell me what to do. The spirit of 1976 is alive. This is what optimal male form looks like. Supercharged male vitality. Infowars.com.
Like that?
Yeah, I do. All right, well, thank you, Alex. I'm sorry about the mix-up, and we'll have you on for another show, okay?
Infowars.com. Thank you very much.
Infowars.com.
I think he's right to be upset.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen
Collection X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Supposed to be here. But thanks to something called free association and human will, thanks to you, we are broadcasting on hundreds of radio stations, over 100 TV and cable stations, and with our own large audience at Band.Video. But you are the wind in the sails, viewers and listeners, the men and women in the arena. It's your word of mouth. It is the only currency of the realm. Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik's been coming on the show 18 years. He's got a new, very censored book, and I've been interviewing him 18 years, and he never wants to come on about one of his books. Like, I try to bring his books up, and he just, no, I'm not going to get into it. I got other stuff to do. He, of course, has written dozens of bestsellers. He was the main source for Tom Clancy, wrote a bunch of big books with him, was the Jack Ryan source
In the book, Clancy openly talked about that. And now he does want to talk about this book. We're going to do it extensively in the next hour. American Warrior in Crisis, Tales of a Political Psychiatrist. He is a psychiatrist and a lot of other things. And he's gotten his other books made into big films. But, boy, Hollywood will not touch this. So we're going to get to the book because it ties into all of this. But didn't need to talk to Dr. Pachinik before we got him on because he's a smart guy. He wants to get into exactly what I wanted to get into. Didn't even tell him this. The impeachment coup, what's behind that, where we're going, and how to counter this corrupt, damaged deep state that is losing power, and what is emerging out of that. The big conflict with China, and, of course, Jeffrey Epstein, and really what Epstein was doing and really what he was up to. And I'm going to shoot a special report this evening that we're going to put up in the morning. I may put it up tonight with an individual who wants to go on air and say who they are. But I'm going to tell them when they get here this afternoon that I really think that they might want to literally stay in the shadows just because they're still investigating and they've gotten a lot of stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe what they've got. It'll make you lose sleep. But very dangerous stuff. I don't say that to act cool. I mean, this is really dangerous stuff. It's why I want to just get this out as soon as possible because the danger is holding on to it. But everybody else is scared. So it's our job to do this. I've committed to do this. And so we're going to release this, the big stuff, tonight or tomorrow. And then more is coming. And by the way, this is all known. We won't get any attention for it. That's fine. We'll probably get death-threatened sued some more. But you'll see all this then on the national news in about a month is how it works. So it's our job to put it out to then force them to cover it. And it gets into the whole Project Veritas type stuff where the media knows and there's recordings of that and screenshots and all of it. And let's just say the Epstein stuff is still ongoing. He was only one guy and basically the fall guy. So Dr. Pachinik has the floor for the rest of the hour and 20-something minutes until Gil Salente takes over. And I want to say Merry Christmas to all of our audience and to Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm not going to get into his whole bio, but he helped run the Camp David Accords. That's how long he's been around. Helped found Delta Force. Done a whole bunch of stuff since then. He's on record overthrowing governments. He's talked about it on air before and gotten called into federal court over it. I mean, so he's got to be careful about the type of stuff he gets to here on air. But you talk about a source. There's all these Q fantasies and stuff. I mean, this is a real guy that's been around a long time and knows a lot of stuff. This is a real deal here. This is, and then that's why he's showing his face. Didn't do that, until the last few years. That's how serious the time is. So, Doc, tell us where we are right now from your perspective, how the coup against Trump's going, curveballs we should expect, and then what Epstein really is.
Ah, this is great. Thank you for coming on, and Merry Christmas to everybody and Happy Hanukkah. The reality of the coup is that when it fails quite prominently. And what is a coup? Let me explain to the audience several coups. I was involved in what you call a soft coup. That means we don't use military. We basically transfer power very quickly. It occurred during the Nixon administration, when Nixon gave the rights over to Ford. And, in fact, the man who was important in that was Kissinger, because he maintained the stability of the country. I was involved in other coups that were hard coups, which was in Italy, which means we use force, or force had been used, or in Cambodia, where I had to disarm the Khmer Rouge. And ironically, now I can say, because an Israeli operative died, I was involved in the coup, which Israelis did not know, the assassination of Rabin. This is the first ever heard of, because I had interviewed Rabin, and I found him to be exceedingly depressed. I related to one of Bibi's right-hand men, and in turn, Rabin was assassinated, not for the Oslo Agreement, but because he was so depressed he could not function. Israel be stunned on that statement. The other coups have to do with the Bush senior administration and the Bush junior administration, where we transferred power. So what happens in a coup? In a coup, what happens, power is transferred very quickly, and it's done quietly. What happened in this case was that Brennan and Clapper and Comey, that was the CIA and the FBI, got together from the very beginning under the auspices of Obama and Hillary Clinton, the Clinton administration, to say, we don't want Trump. It was as simple as that. They then instituted what they called a hard and soft coup because they literally wanted to get rid of him. In turn, the FBI, which is a highly compromised institution, I mean highly, from the very beginning when it was created by a homosexual who, you know, J. Edgar Hoover, they love to talk about him, but he was a cross-dresser. He was a nasty man. It wasn't the issue of cross-dressing. It was the issue that he had information on every one of our presidents and basically used it. That's when Nixon got rid of him. And from that point on, I was not a fan of the FBI. It wasn't only a factor that they were deprecated in terms of their importance, but they were ineffective when I had to do the Hanafi Muslim, when I had to do other coups or other hostage. The FBI was just useless. And it's an organization which has to be stripped down or literally taken apart. Comey is a disaster. He was a failed individual, as was Brennan, who was a CIA and director of the CIA, but he came out of what we call the analyst group, not the DDO. He created a company. He failed at that. And he kind of, what I would say, worked his way up the CIA hierarchy, where he took care of a young African-American by the name of Obama, who was really a CIA operative, and his mother, Ann Dunham. So we're permeated with CIA, and it's not a conspiracy issue as much as it is. There are real problems. When you have somebody who comes totally out of the paradigm of the CIA or the intelligence network and out of the paradigm of a politician like Trump, forget what Trump accomplished. The point is, a man like Trump, who is a businessman, who doesn't really care about politics, who really cares about implementing outcomes, and he cares about building an ice skating rink, Walton Memorial, as he did for my kids. He built a 42nd Street, Fifth Avenue, Trump Towers, then the casinos.
He likes to execute tangible things.
Exactly. What he says in between is not as relevant as the end product. But we have never, never had a president of the United States who was that efficient and that much of a businessman. They like to say they were businessmen. The Bush seniors like to say they were in Zapata Oil, but they weren't. They went down all the way from the WASP Anglo-Saxons Northeast and went down to Texas to make believe they were oil diggers. And that's where Bush Jr. came out. He was an artifact. He wasn't
really.
Sure,
they were creating a Texas legend because nobody trusted the guys from Kennebunkport, Maine.
Now you got it. So you had that type of individual created by the agency, a product of the agency, and came out of the Northeast. Then we started having a power shift down to the South, as I told you, to Texas, down to North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida. New York was losing power. Illinois.
I want to keep you there. We got to go to break because you're giving a big picture, and we'll get into Epstein. Because you were calling the show like 15 years ago and say, oh, this was going to happen. The EU is going to fall apart, and they're all going to fail. And be like, oh, that guy's – I even thought you were being too optimistic, but it's all happening now. So I want to get into what's coming next as well. But first, hit Epstein. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George. George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What is the United States of America? Well, we're told its existence is bad now by the Democratic Party and others. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. Well, then, what will we be? What is our culture? Hollywood? The communist Chinese? The out-of-control John Paul Junkers of Europe? And their sickening past? I mean, we're being told to give up our identity because it's bad. And didn't become what? The truth is, our real identity challenges tyranny. And so they want us to hate ourselves, but there's a rebirth of nationalism, of patriotism. Globalism is in crisis everywhere. But they're going to strike back. But first, we've got to set the table with the massive migration away from the blue cities, their death throes they're in right now, and what comes out of that, and then what we see happening in Israel, happening in Europe, happening here, and why they're so scared of Epstein. Who was Epstein really? What was he really doing? What was the Zorro Ranch? What was the eugenics? What was the breeding program? Well, we know pet projects of some of these globalists and their eugenics. I knew that before I knew about Epstein and the sex stuff. I'd seen him involved with some of these globalists in bizarre behavior. So, Dr. Pachinik, we'd run into break. You had predicted here, been on air 18 years with us, but you predicted, I remember 15 years ago, you'd say, oh, the Northeast and you know, the blue cities in the West, it's all going to collapse. It's all going to move there. And there's going to be the EU is going to fall. They're finished. And the Chi-Coms are going to, we're going to have a big war with them, economic, maybe physical, in the next 20 years. And they're going to lose. And I mean, that's all moving that direction. So please continue.
Here's what happens. Epstein is an example of what happened in an institution. We're a republic, and Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have had a real hard problem, and I had to instruct her through my videos that this is a republic. We are not a democracy. That means we're representational government. We have constantly had all kinds of factors within our republic that we've had to fight against. And that's correct, Alex. The reason we're very strong is that we're not really a soft nation. We're a very ruthless, tough, no-nonsense nation. Part of that is the fact that within our own governments, as a republic, we have to clean out those elements which are destructive to the people. For example, Epstein or the CIA, as I said. For a long time, I have been against the CIA only because they have served a purpose in the 1940s and 50s. And I will get to the history because it relates to Epstein. The CIA had to have a very close collaboration with another organization called the Mossad. Why the Mossad? Because the CIA was created by Philby, the Cambridge Five. Within the Cambridge Five, they were all homosexuals who had been at the University of Cambridge in England. One day, a gentleman by the name of Moshe Dayan came in and walked with James Jesus Angleton, who was head of our counterintelligence, and he said, "Excuse me, but do you understand that your whole CIA has been infiltrated and created by communists?" As a result of that, the Mossad helped the CIA clean out all of the Cambridge Five, and then came in the WASP, the White Anglo-Saxon Protestants, the Frank Wisners who created Mockingbird, the others who came in and decided that we had to infiltrate the press, we had to control the media, and basically we had all the writers, journalists on the CIA payroll. As a result of that, the next movement was to have what we call doubling behavior. That is to compromise major politicians here and overseas and Prince Andrew and use a man like Epstein, who was a little Jewish man of no significance from Brooklyn. The same thing we had with Dershowitz. These were all Brooklyn Jews who thought they were smarter than they were. They had no real education. Epstein had never gone to MIT, never gone to Harvard. But what happened was the Mossad really used him in conjunction with the CIA. That's why he has never been touched. And basically what he did, and this is what I was against for 40 years, and I warned the CIA, and I warned the Mossad, and I had arrested one of their operatives for 2 years after 9/11, that if you continue to infiltrate and destroy our republic, I will go after the Israeli operatives. And here is where the problem became. Epstein never died. He was never in prison. None of that is real. I'm unfortunately, Barr, who was our attorney general, it was his father that gave Epstein the job at the Dalton School, which was an all-girls school, and he taught mathematics. The rest is up to conjecture, but it's not, because I've been involved with the CIA and knew that they were highly compromised because of the Mossad. And as a result of that, the Israeli Mossad has used Epstein to compromise MIT professors, George Church, Minsky, even the president of MIT, Raphael Rafe, whom I said to him repeatedly, "How can you still remain as president of MIT when you were compromised and you would have the
problem?" Well, let's expand on that. I mean, you've got Epstein advertising that he's got these advanced, you know, research programs, getting Bill and Melinda Gates, getting Warren Buffett, getting Oprah Winfrey, getting Ted Turner at these secret institute meetings that came out in the news 15 years ago. That's how I knew about Epstein. And the fact that, and then Zorro Ranch and these breeding programs. I mean, there's a lot of stuff this guy was on top of, a lot of weirdness.
Well, the weirdness was part of it was created. He himself was weird. But the key element here to understand in our business of compromising people or doubling them up is that you never, never use children underage. When you double up an operative and you use a honey trap, which is usually a woman for a man or a man for a homosexual, you do not use underage children. And this is where the CIA has to be held accountable and the Mossad. But this is where Gina Haspel has to be accountable and all the operatives that have been involved. They're still around. They know exactly who they are. But because we do not have an effective attorney general, and I'm sorry, William Barr is not an effective attorney general. I find him highly compromised. I find the Department of Justice highly compromised. So they can go all play around and make believe that they're indicting the FBI or Comey. But the reality is, once you're implicated in a problem, you can't get out of it. When Barr said, oh, my God, Epstein committed suicide in the cell by himself, give me a break, will you? There's no such thing as committing suicide in a cell by yourself. And then in turn, the story even got more absurd. That's why you become important as the alternative media, but it's the real media. So where did Epstein go? Usually we take these operatives and we send them off to Paraguay or wherever else. But he will never be held accountable, nor will the CIA, nor will the Mossad. And that's where people like myself come in and say, uh-uh. These days are finished. You can't get into this kind of stuff anymore. And then they'll say, oh, well, he's a Trumpite or he believes in conspiracies. And that's why my book couldn't be published. I have the William Morris Agency. They're nice people.
We're going to get to that next hour. I want to spend a lot of time on your book, but let's just go back. It is true that the body they took out of the stretcher has a, and this was mainline photos, AP, you name it, is not the same ear. The ear doesn't even look halfway the same. Put that back on screen, please, guys. That's from the photo the Daily Mail everybody ran. That is a real photo, and it's not even the same ear. Looks nothing like it.
Absurd. I mean, for a man, I mean, think of it for a minute. You know the dynamics of suicide and other people. You can't commit suicide by yourself in a cell. I've run the criminally insane wards in St. Elizabeth.
Not with the paper sheets.
No, of course not. And for William Barr to come up and to pronounce these nonsense and then say there was a storm of circumstances, this compromises Trump. So I would fire Barr. And I've said all along, where I find Trump is weak is he's not tough enough. I do not think he has people within the White House.
Well, you said that about all of them 2.5 years ago. So stay there. This is what I want to get into, because you mentioned it. I want to finish up with the impeachment coup, what you think Trump needs to do. And then I want to get into your book, because people aren't supposed to hear this. The big publishers that have published your other stuff, they wouldn't even touch it. This is just all part of the censorship and control. Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. SteveBachinik.com is his website. We'll put a link to that up on Infowars.com. Some of the other issues he's going to cover. Christianity Today, that's blown up in their face. Facebook fascism. Mike Rogers, former NSA chief, he's got comments on that. John Durham and that investigation. Pelosi's downfall. Corruption of Hollywood, Mockingbird Media, and how no one would publish Dr. Pachinik's book. And here is a copy of the new book. You find it at stevepachinik.com. American Warrior in Crisis, Tales of a Political Psychiatrist. We'll be back in the third hour. Please remember, most places in the U.S., you're not going to order today get it before Christmas. About half the country you can. Thank you for your support. That's why we're here. But you need to support yourself. You really need to get the products we've got. The reason our products have 5 stars on third-party review sites is we've got the best turmeric bodies. We've got really high-end fish oil and krill oil, really good nootropic brain force, amazing 10-hour clean energy in turbo force. We really have great tooth whitening and remineralization toothpaste, super silver. We have the super blue with the tea tree, the colloidal silver, and the iodine fluoride free. So it doesn't have a bad halogen in it. It's got the good halogen. We have the X2, the X3, InfoWarsStore.com, double Patriot points, free shipping, and 50 to 75% off. This is clearance sales. You're not going to see sales like this ever again, because in the new year, we're not going to be able to discount things at this level. We're doing this at clearance at the end of the year. So please do your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the operation. There's nowhere you can spend your money that has bigger effect for freedom. Stay with us.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.